Blog Talk Radio.
Well, pleasant good evening. This is Bishop Eric Johnson. I am so grateful, elated, really excited than ever to be able to talk to you about things of this special time of broadcast. Share with you, number one, Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is moving by His Spirit, and He's doing great things for the lives of so many people. And the special thing is you can be a part of what God is doing. Now, I am here on site, and I'm walking around praying because I am preparing for tomorrow. Those of you that are listening to my voice, I need you to give me undivided attention because there are some things that I want to share with you, all of my radio listeners and internet listeners, concerning what God is doing in our lives and what He is doing right now. Now, tomorrow on Sunday, we will be in a very, very special service, a very special service. And this service has certainly been designed for each and every person that are within the sound of my voice. And some of you right now that are listening to me, I know that you have had certain prayers that you have set up before the throne of heaven. And one of the things that the enemy would do was to here try to tell you that your prayer has not been answered and that God has not heard that prayer. Now, that is certainly not the truth. You remember the scripture said the devil is a liar, and he's the father of lies, and he lied from the beginning. Lied from the beginning. Are you listening to me? He lied from the beginning. He's not only the father of lies, but he lied from the very beginning of time. And, you know, when we hear about him being in heaven, and his name was Lucifer, he lied. He started out his venture of lying then, because the Bible said that he merchandised himself and he trafficked. You know, he ran up and down the corridors of heaven, the halls of heaven, the streets of heaven, trying to convince angels that he was just like God and that he was as equal as God. And look at him and look at his brilliant lights and look at his brilliant voice. The Bible said that his pipes were within him. Meaning that beautiful melodies came out from his vocal. So when he would speak, it was always a soothing sound. It was never this rough sound. You know, it was never an obvious sound that he was a trickster or that he was going against God. It was a melody. You know, we're going to extend. What we're going to do now is we're going to move on the east side of heaven, and we're going to set up there, and you all will be coming, and you all will pay tribute to me, and then I'll get everything to God. But, you know, we just what we're going to do now. I'm hearing now that heaven, some of the ones, some of the angels are not, you know, with it. You know, this is a whole different scene in heaven. You know, so when he lied in heaven, the Bible said that he was kicked out of heaven so quick that it was like a flash of lightning, so quick. Have you ever seen a flash of lightning? Well, that's what Jesus said. When the disciples came rejoicing, saying that even devils and demons are subject to us, Jesus said, you don't have to rejoice because of that, because the devil ain't got no power over what I've given you. I've seen Satan as lightning cast out of heaven. So when he got to the earth, the first ordeal, you know, the first thing that we hear about is him going to tempt the woman and beguile the woman and you know, contaminate the woman's thoughts. And he said, God said, y'all can eat all this, huh? And she said, yeah, we can eat every tree except tree that's in the midst of the garden. God said, we should not eat, neither should we touch. And God didn't say nothing about touch, but in order to eat it, you got to touch it. So I have to say that. You just don't eat it. You know, don't worry about touching it. If you don't touch it with your mouth, then you won't eat it, okay? But we have to expand on our definition. He said, well, God does know the day that you eat thereof, you shall become as gods, more than one. You serve one, but you become more than one. See, this ain't about him. This about us. That's how the devil put it. You become as gods. You be just like him. Because that sounds like what he wanted to do in heaven. So he couldn't do it himself, so he needed an agent now to come through the back door to try to do it. So this flesh agent that God now is bragging on, because it's an insult to the devil that God would even call this pile of dirt man, and then this pile of dirt man, Asa, Red Man or Red Dirt, his son. So it's an insult. Man can't move. He's not strong. He gives out of breath. He got to sleep. He goes into a coma every night. You know, he got to eat the vegetables of the earth. You know, he got to eat dead plants and chew them up and swallow, and then his body got to be renourished, and then he's getting older every day. And, I mean, it was just an insult. Just the appearance of man was an insult to Satan. And so now he must try to defame the name of God. Y'all have to defame you. You're nothing. I have to defame him, you know. And so now Satan tells the woman, God does know in the day you eat thereof, you shall become as gods, to know good and evil. And the Bible says when the woman saw the tree was pleasant to the eye, he redirected her attention, as I said on yesterday. And now she's looking at the tree in a different light. Tree is not even good for food yet. It's pleasant. And then to make one wise, that's what got her attention. You know, not just food. She had food all around her. But it's, this tree here is going to make me wise. So now that this tree is going to make her wise and God has held back some of the wisdom, she goes and takes that and eat and then give her husband that was with her. We wasn't close to God. He was standing there with her. He should have intervened. He should have stopped the conversation. What man would let another man say anything to his woman and then don't jump in right then and there? If you don't jump in, then that's not your woman. You're not her man. Because at that point, I wouldn't care if a man walked up to a woman or saw a woman and say, hey, let me hold $5. And that man is going to say something like, what are you doing? You don't talk to her. You talk to me. Well, I didn't know you was there. Well, you look around and see if someone is there. You look around and see the greater presence is there, because a man always represents a greater presence. It's always the greater presence. But here it is, Lucifer spreading his lies, and he's been doing it ever since. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to me very carefully. He's still doing the same thing. He slanders God before the woman, and then some 1,000 years later, 2,000 years later, he slanders man before God. What you mean? Sons of God came to present themselves before God. Satan came also with him. The Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? And he said, from to and fro of the earth, seeking whom, you know, from to and fro of the earth. I'm sorry, from to and fro of the earth. I said, I consider my servant Job. There's none like him. Satan said, does Job feed for nothing? Does he feed for nothing? In the Garden of Eden, they had everything. All right? But Satan accused God of not giving them everything. Not giving them everything. He told Eve and Adam, oh, God didn't give y'all everything. He didn't give you all his wisdom, all right? But then with Job, he says, God, you've given him everything. That's the only reason why he served you, because you've given him everything. Everything that man can want. He got a wife, he got children, he got money, he got prestige, he got fame. So Satan couldn't come to Job and say, you don't have everything, because Job got wisdom. You tell by his writing. But here it is. He says, God, the only reason why Job served you is because you've given him everything. He tells Adam and Eve, he haven't given y'all everything. But he tells God, you've given him everything. That's why, does he not feed for all? I mean, does he not think, tell you what, take some of this stuff he got, and I guarantee you, curse it to your face. He was a liar then. He was a liar afterwards. He's a liar now. The devil is a liar. And that's what he is. But listen to me very carefully. God has given me spiritual nuggets that I want to share with you and talk to you about that's absolutely going to change the course of your life. I can't put it no better than to tell you that there's just a few things you need to do. You need to just do this. Now, all of you that are listening to my voice all over this continent, all over this world, whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Asia, whether you're in Pakistan, whether you're in China, whether you're in Japan, whether you're in Germany, whether you're in New York or Los Angeles or San Francisco, whether you're in Texas or Wyoming, whether you're in Ohio, whether you're in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, whether you're in any of the almost parts of the earth that this particular show could be heard, I want you to know that God is looking for someone to completely trust him, and that would turn a deaf ear to the voice of the enemy, that would turn a complete deaf ear to the voice of Satan. And if by any means any of you that are listening to my voice right now would have an opportunity to come to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, I want you to come to where I am. Right now, we're at the Courtyard Marriott Hotel. We're in the Grand Ballroom. That address is 2440 West Cypress Creek Road, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Zip code is 33309. I would love for you to be my special guest. I would love for you to join hands with us. Now, Pastor Jay is going to come and give you our prayer line number. Now, we're on that prayer line every day at 6:30. You know, we have a 5:30 prayer, and I have a 6:30 conference call where you're able to hear me talk. When you call in, I would just ask that you would place your phone on mute so that I would be the only one speaking, and you'll be able to hear clearly. Please make sure that your phone is on mute. She's going to give you that information. She's going to give you that number to dial and the code, and she's going to give you times, and then she's going to tell you about worship and what we've been teaching on the aspects of worship, because I've been sharing with people that worship is a confirmation of relationship with God. Worship is a confirmation of relationship with God. It details that you do have relationship with God. It details such facts that you have a relationship. What relations? You communicate with God. You know how to communicate with God. See, everybody could praise, because Bible says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord, and creation itself praise God. Creation itself praise God. But let me share this with you, ladies and gentlemen. It is very needful that we praise God. Very needful that we praise God. But it is more needful that we worship him, because God commands praise, but he's seeking for worshipers. For the Father seeketh such, those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, before this broadcast is out, I want to mention that I am praying for the special ones and the special hearts, amen, of our church and the special hearts of our community. And the different ones, I think about a mother that she was the oldest mother of our church. She was almost 100 years old. I eulogized her some months ago, and I think about her because she had so much wisdom. You'd be surprised of how every month I would go over there, sometimes twice, three times, and just sit to listen to her, because I would get more out of her than I would get out of a concordance or book or whatever. And most time, I just think on the scripture. You know, the Bible says, think ye on these. Well, I think on the scripture, because I get more revelation when I think on the word of God, because it opens me up to spirit God ministry. But I was here thinking about the different ones in our ministry, how God has blessed them through the miraculous areas of faith and healing. Mm-hmm. Think about Mother Johnson. Think about Mother Saunders. I think about Mother Wiggins. These mothers, amen, that have come through trials and tribulation, and they're still trusting God. You can catch any one of them, and no matter what pain they are, they still trust in God. I think about First Lady, how she had a massive stroke in 2012, and here it is 2015, and almost 3 years later, 3 months from now, 3 years later, and God is healing. I think about the different ones that right now are fighting the fight of faith. You know, I think about, you know, Evangelist Diane Germain fighting the fight of faith. I think about Pastor Sheila fighting the fight of faith. I think about Minister Glory fighting the fight of faith. I think about Dad Wiggins fighting the fight of faith. You know, my father, the Reverend Dr. T.G. Thompson, fighting the fight of faith. And so many, so many, so many others that are fighting the fight of faith just so that they could be Hebrews, the 12th chapter, seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Seeing that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. I listen and I think about it, and I say, God is good. God is good. Listen, tomorrow we're going to worship, and it's going to be a powerful sermon, a powerful time of worship. You cannot afford to miss. Pastor, tell them about the worship aspects and what we're doing, and you can let them know about the prayer line and let them know what God is doing. I mean, I can't begin to tell you what God is doing. We just negotiated some things for our ministry today, and it's going to be such a plus for the community, you know, just a plus for the community. I've always prayed for a center that we can have to bring the community in. And, you know, all of a sudden God just spoke to my heart and told me to get the moving fast and to get some things done. And, you know, when you sit out on faith and you really sit out on faith, God will open doors and he get those things done. He get it done. Listen to me very carefully. I believe if you're in this city or if you can get to me, you need to do that, because I know what keys God has given me. I know what God has placed in my hands. I know what he's placed in my mouth to be a blessing to you. So whatever you do, I want you to make it happen. All right, so God bless you. Pastor, you got it. This is Bishop Eric King Johnson leaving you with these words. Hope need not die, false help is on the way.
Well, thank you, Bishop, for affording me this opportunity. I want to thank God for you, and I hope those of you that have been listening to the mind of God, that you are blessed by the words that he just imparted concerning especially your worship. So we want to take these notes, amen. You can always go back to our Facebook page. Just look for Bishop Johnson and refer to, amen, this particular blog talk teaching by just going to the Facebook page. Our prayer line number that the man of God has been talking about every day at 6:30 p.m., he has been encouraging us to worship and talking about worship and what it really is, so that we can, you know, be in a line with God when it comes to our worship. And so, therefore, that number is 712-432-8392. That's 712-432-8392. The access code is 981-892. That's 981-892. Every day at 6:30 p.m., the man of God has been imparting the word of God in us, and actually we have been worshiping together by way of the prayer line. So you can call that particular number at 6:30 p.m. at 712-432-8392. The access code again is 981-892. Just do that and follow the prompts, and you will be blessed by what you hear. Now, we are excited because we're going into our tomorrow's service and preparing for that, Bishop. And we thank God for those of you that have been listening and tuning in. Now, Bishop, if you want to come in, just let me know that you're coming. You're coming in just to say something, and I'll just stop. But we thank God for worship on tomorrow. Those of you that are near or far, you mightn't be in the surrounding area. You might know somebody that is in Fort Lauderdale, Miami, maybe Palm Beach County, you know, Broward County, that you can send to the service where Bishop Hurricane Johnson will be ministering under the power of God. And he's going to be ministering for two days. That's tomorrow morning and then again on tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning we're in our special service, Sunday service, and the mind of God is going to come forth like never before. Then on Monday, we are in a miracle service. So Monday night is going to be our miracle service night. We're asking people to come that need a miracle. If you need a miracle, I'm telling you right now that Monday night is your night. You might be sick in your body. You might be sick mentally, spiritually. You might be down, out, ready to throw in the towel. No matter what it is, you might need a miracle in your finance, a miracle in your household, a miracle in your marriage, a miracle on your job, a miracle within. I'm telling you right now, one thing about a miracle, it's all God, and it have no intervention of man. So I'm telling you, miracles will happen on this upcoming Monday night at 8 p.m. right at the Courtyard Marriott, 2440 West Cypress Creek Road in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The zip code is 33309. Now, we are excited about tomorrow's service, and we are also excited about Monday night service. We have a lot of events that are coming up that we are telling everybody about. It don't matter where you at, I know that you can prepare to come to this one. On March 16th, we will be in our 100 Men in White service. We're trying to get men together to the forefront, glory be to God, dressed in white, worshiping and praising God. Our speaker for that night is none other than Bishop Hurricane Johnson, our man of God. And I know that God has a powerful word for every man out there. And that's March 16th, Monday, March 16th at 8 p.m. And then on Monday, March 23rd is our 100 Women in White service. And we want to thank God for our First Lady, Pastor Jeanette Johnson, that is enabling us to go forth with this service because she is our women's president. And so, therefore, we're going to go forth with this 100 Women in White service. We're getting women together, praying women, preaching women. I'm talking about women working in ministry, women, oh, glory be to God, that is on fire for God, coming together in white. The theme for both services on the 16th and the 23rd is hold up the light. We need to hold up our light so that this dying world will see and come to the light. And this light is who? Jesus. It's all about Jesus. This light is Jesus. But it got to shine from us. Glory be to God. We have to direct them. And so therefore, the speaker for that particular night on the 23rd in our 100 Women in White service is none other than Prophet Dr. Livingston Orr. That's Prophet and Dr. Livingston Orr. He will be with us at that particular time. So we're asking you to get ready for an outpouring of the anointing of God. Now, our time is almost up. Bishop, I don't know if you're there and you still want to say something, but our time is almost up.
I want to say to all of the people of God out there that it's very important to me that we keep in contact with each other, that we keep in contact with each other. So those of you that are listening to this particular broadcast by way of Facebook or Internet, I would ask that you would keep in touch with us because I want to correspond with you. And Pastor, you would give out the email address for the church that they can email us their requests and also the Facebook info and the Twitter info. I want to keep in touch with everybody, specifically on next week. So make sure that you get the information the pastor is going to give you very quickly. And I want to share what God is going to give me on a daily basis just for your life. Hurricane Johnson, again, thank you for listening.
Well, thank you, Bishop, again. Listen, you can reach us, you can email us, amen, at CYL Ministry. That's, matter of fact, just do this. Let's give you this email, CYL_ministry, Pastor J@yahoo.com. That's CYL_ministry, Pastor J@yahoo.com. Or you can reach out to Bishop Hurricane Johnson through by way of Facebook by just looking for Bishop Johnson, and you would see he'll have about three pages on that particular with that particular media. So you can reach out to him by just looking for Bishop Johnson. By way of Twitter, you can log on to Twitter at CYL Ministries. That's CYL Ministry. Just look for CYL Ministries on Twitter, and you will be connected to us. We thank God for you. Amen. And before we go, I just want to, again, encourage you to listen to us on our prayer line, the number that I've already given you. Listen to us. Listen to the man of God as he speaks to you every day on Blog Talk. Now, during the week, we are on at 1:30 p.m. This week, on the weekend, on Saturday, we're on at 12:30. But through the week, the weekdays, we are on at 1:30 p.m. So we want you to listen out for us as we come before you, amen, with our bishop, with words of encouragement. Well, guess what? Before we go, I want to pray, Bishop. I want to say a special prayer just for those of you, especially those of you that are sick, ill, that are in the hospital, or you just not doing well in your body. We want to pray for you right now. Amen. We want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, dear God, for all that you are doing in the life of your people. Thank you for forgiving us for anything that we have done that wasn't according to thy will. I pray, oh God, that you would bless marriages. I pray, oh God, that you would bring forth salvation. I pray that you would give us the victory over fear. I pray for every home that is represented right now. I pray for deliverance from any generational bondage right now in Jesus' name. I come against any ungodly soul ties right now in Jesus' name. I pray right now in Jesus' name that you, oh Father, will come in the mighty name of Jesus and do what needs to be done. Heal sick bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we put on the whole armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, our belt of truth, our sandals of peace, and oh God, our shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, as we put on the armor of God, dear Father, I pray that you would activate it so that the enemy won't be able to come against us, wouldn't be able to penetrate us, wouldn't be able, oh God, to stand against us in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh God, because you are our righteousness in Jesus' name. And we rejoice in the victory that you have already given us in the mighty name of Jesus. You have given us the victory over every principality, over every powers in the mighty name of Jesus. And so we thank you right now. In faith right now, we stand in victory, oh Father, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. We desire to serve you. We desire a closer walk with you in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now for giving us our desires in Jesus' name. We just glorify you. And right now, dear God, as you are the faithful, loving Father, we thank you right now for being who you said you would be in our life, in Jesus' name. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, we thank you right now. And we, oh, Father, right now, I just glorify you for what you're doing in the lives of so many believers. Thank you for healing. Thank you, oh, God, for covering. Thank you for making crooked paths straight, rocky roads smooth, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are our shepherd, and we shall not want, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being Jehovah Rapha in our life, because you are the God that heals, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, thank God for you. We got to go now because our time is up, but I want you to continue to bless the Lord as we go forward in Jesus' name. Listen out to us, and we thank God for you. Amen.